BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. Montana has become the first US state to pass legislation imposing a total ban on the popular app TikTok. The company denies accusations that it's a tool of the Chinese Communist Party and described the proposed ban as egregious government overreach. Here's David Willis.
The fate of this legislation now rests with the Montana state governor, Greg Gianforte, who has already banned the use of TikTok on state-owned computers and mobile devices. Should he sign it into law, legal challenges would be bound to follow, thereby setting the stage for the sort of court battles that could ultimately determine TikTok's fate in this country. The proposed law would levy fines of $10,000 a day on TikTok itself and companies such as Apple and Google if they failed to remove TikTok from their app stores.
The US Supreme Court has temporarily halted a ruling that limited access to an abortion pill that's widely used across America. The pause gives judges more time to review a case questioning mifepristone's safety. Jessica Parker reports.
1 week ago, a federal judge in Texas ordered that mifepristone should soon be withdrawn. But an appeals court decided access should instead be curtailed, including a bar on patients being able to receive it by post. Then, in an 11th-hour ruling, a Supreme Court justice blocked any changes from coming into force, but only until the middle of next week. It sets the stage for a further round of fierce legal wrangling, nearly a year since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which opened the door for individual states to ban or severely restrict abortion.
Police in Paris say they've arrested more than 100 protesters on Friday after France's top legal authority approved controversial pension reforms. There were demonstrations in cities including Marseille, Toulouse and Lyon, where officers fired tear gas to disperse crowds. The plans to raise the retirement age to 64 has caused widespread anger. Three sons of the imprisoned Mexican gang leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman have been charged in the United States with controlling the trafficking of the drug fentanyl, which kills tens of thousands of Americans each year. Only one of the brothers is in custody in Mexico, but our correspondent Will Grant says the fact that the brothers have been charged is still significant.
They collectively are known as Los Chapitos, and they have quite the reputation for controlling the fentanyl trade, for violence, for controlling their cartel with fear. Beyond them, the others refer to financiers, people involved in weapons trafficking, people involved in supplying the chemicals, the precursor chemicals for fentanyl production, lab owners, links in the chain of the fentanyl drug trafficking trade.
Live from London, you're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned Russian shelling on a block of flats in the city of Slavyansk. At least eight people, including a child, were killed. Mrs. Zelensky described the attack as brutal and evil. Slavyansk is close to Russian-controlled territory, about 45 kilometres from Bakhmut. There have been angry clashes at the funeral of a footballer in Tunisia who died after setting himself on fire in protest against police injustice. Officers fired tear gas at demonstrators during the ceremony for Nizar Issaoui. Earlier this week, he posted a video online saying the police had accused him of terrorism for complaining about the price of bananas. A meeting of nine countries in the Saudi city of Jeddah has ended without agreement on letting Syria back into the Arab League. Foreign ministers from across the region discussed ending President Bashar al-Assad's long diplomatic isolation. But a statement released by Saudi Arabia in the early hours said a decision hadn't been made. Syria was suspended from the Arab League at the start of the country's brutal civil war more than a decade ago. And scientists in London say that remnants of ancient viruses that live inside human DNA can help the body fight cancer. Retroviruses which infected our ancestors have remained hidden inside our genetic material for millions of years. James Gallagher reports.
Normally, the retrovirus DNA is tightly controlled, but it's woken up in cancerous cells that are spiralling into chaos. The researchers at the Francis Crick Institute studied this in lung tumours and found the immune system believed there was an infection and started attacking the cancerous cells. Patients were more likely to survive if their immune system was targeting these viral relics. The scientists said it was a fascinating discovery and they think they can develop vaccines that boost the body's ability to spot our ancestors' infections.
BBC News.